has been one of the most difficult things about quarantine, been battling the boredom. It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy, certainly being cooped up for 3 months. It can make you go a little stir crazy. I think we've all felt it. But does the stir craziness come from the fact that you can't really go places, or is it the fact that you're just really, really, really bored? Breeze, that's been your biggest struggle here.
I just bored and feeling inadequate go hand in hand with me. And
okay,
when I say that, I just mean I want to find something to fill my time that's going to make a difference. Okay. I don't know if sleeping and working out 3 hours a day is really making a difference anyone.
Makes a difference for you. It's good. That's positive, good things for you. Sleeping is a thing you should definitely do, and working out is a good thing. So yeah, I would say those are definitely good.
But I mean, we talked to Dr. Chris earlier this week, and he said you can only eat the same food over and over and over again before you get extremely bored. And That's how I feel right now when it comes to my daily routine. And that's just human nature. I mean, you can only do something so much, even with or without a global pandemic. Like if you're in a routine of something so much, you're going to be like, eh. And with the fact that you don't really get to go anywhere, go outside, or do all the things that you once were able to do, it adds another layer.
So I'm gonna bring up a movie here. I hope you've seen it. The movie Groundhog's Day. Have you seen that one?
I haven't seen it.
Oh my, God.
I know the concept. I know the references. People have been saying it day in and day out. So
okay, well, Breeze, first off, first thing that you can do to cure some of your boredom is watch that movie. There's one. The movie that everyone's seen. Literally everyone. You know the references. It's about a guy who keeps waking
up. Why
would
I watch it when I'm living it?
Because you said you're so bored. Why were people watching pandemic movies? I don't know. Something to kill the time. You can't. Here's the thing. You can't play both sides. You can't complain about how bored you are. You have nothing to do. And then shoot down ideas of things to do. Like, you can't have it both ways.
I'm telling you that I want to do something productive. Mm-hmm. Watching a movie about my life is not productive. I could just have a mirror follow me around every day. That's literally the same thing.
Okay, you want to talk about productivity? Sure. All right. So I do not feel the same way that you do. But I also have a child, so that takes up a lot of time.
And you get to golf every day of your life.
And my favorite pastime, my favorite activity is golfing, and that's been taken away for like 2 weeks. But this isn't about me. This is not about me. This is in general. In 2020, there's no excuse to be bored. Let me explain why. I know where you're going. It's not just that there's endless entertainment options, which there are. You literally can't watch everything. There's not enough time in your life to watch the amount of entertainment things that are there at your fingertips. We are living in the best time ever for what is happening right now. How many times have we said that, thank God we have this technology? If we imagine, Breeze, imagine you were living in like a little old prairie. What the hell the name of that show is, where they're back in like butter churning times, and you have no electricity.
Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, that's the one. Imagine you were living in those times. Imagine how you'd be handling a quarantine then. That would be difficult. Right now,
I mean, there are people living in those times. They're called Mennonites and Amish people.
Okay, don't try to derail my point here. My point is, you want to talk about productivity. Not just do we only have endless entertainment options at our fingertips, we also have endless information. You could be using this time right now if you want to feel productive, and this is not a knock on you, this is a suggestion, and you can tell me what you think, but you can literally learn anything. YouTube videos. Hey guys, here I am doing this. Hey guys, learn how to fix crown molding. Hey guys, you can literally anything in the world, there is a tutorial online for it. You could be learning so many skills right now. And I don't know about you, but when I learn something new, that makes me feel pretty freaking productive. So I don't know, just a suggestion, learn a thing or two. What do you think? Yeah?
I mean, I guess I could. I don't really know what I'm supposed to be learning.
Whatever you want. That's the beauty of it. It's and I understand when you're presented
also, really, the internet, I mean, we could use the internet for a ton of things. That doesn't mean it's right. Just because you read on the internet doesn't mean it's right.
I could learn
a foreign language, it could be completely wrong because I learned it from some bozo on YouTube.
So you're telling me you're shooting down the idea of learning things because it could potentially be teaching you the wrong way. You're shooting down the possibility that it's also right. I'm telling you right now, there's plenty of people listening who have learned a ton of new skills throughout this. I mean, think of how many people have learned to sew, right? Just for making masks. How many thousands and thousands of people in our community have done that? Boom, there you go. Sew. There's an idea. And look,
I've been sewing since I was 5 years old. I know how to sew.
It's just an example. But my point is, I think specifically with you, you really want, I need to love this. I need commitment. Like, you need to try things. Try stuff. If you don't like it, don't do it anymore. Go on to something else. There's nothing wrong with trial and error. But if you want to complain about being bored, that is a perfect way to fill your day. You could learn so many skills right now. And I'm not saying learn a new language, but who knows? Just anything you're curious about. Just a little Google gets you started. I put a bit of a dent in our trim earlier when I was practicing my golf swing indoors. Bad idea, by the way. And I kind of dinged that up. So what did I do? I Googled and looked at a tutorial on how to fix that. Now, will my wife trust me to fix that? Probably not. But I learned a thing and I know how. Do you see my point? Am I off base here?
I mean, you're not off base, but at the same time, like, there's only, like, you get tired of doing things, like, researching things over and over and over again.
Not and this is different stuff, if it's all new.
Also, like, who's to say I have the tools to fix a trim? Who's to say I have,
you know what I'm hearing?
You can't go to the store.
You know what I'm hearing?
You can't go to do this.
Excuses. I'm hearing a lot of excuses right now. A lot of excuses. No excuses. Just try.
I'm really just concerned for my own mental health. Here.
I know. I am too.
I think it's very easy for you to sit here and be like, you could do this, you could do that. But yeah, it's like, all of those things, are they going to bring me joy and are they going to make me
You don't know
productive?
Until you try.
I don't know. I don't think so.
But you don't know, like, until you try. You can
Spanish in college, not doing that. I'm not revamping this apartment. I'm not going to live here for my entire life. Pour money into my crown molding when I'm moving out in September.
Like, didn't say that had,
you know,
to be
all of these things, like, I'm not really sure about.
That's the crux of this. That is the point. And this is not just a you thing. This is a person thing. You don't need to be sure. Nothing is ever just a sure thing. The more you try, the more you experience, the more you learn, the more you know. So there is literally no harm in trying. There's really just not. Can you just, as an experiment, just one skill a week, just figure out something that I'm a little curious about it and maybe dive a little bit. And if you're like, kind of bored, not interested, then pull back and don't do it. You don't have to do anything, but it will fill your time. If you say you're looking to be productive, learning things makes you feel productive. I'm just saying this could be a path. All right. You don't have to follow it, but it's a suggestion.
But I feel like you know me well enough. I feel like we're close enough, and you know me well enough to know that if I can sit here and tell you that I struggle to just find a TV show, I don't do anything half-ass. Like, I'm going to full send into whatever I'm doing. And I've told you time and time again that I get very invested and very obsessive when it comes to things. And if I don't have that ignite in the beginning, it's not worth it.
Well,
it's not worth my time to do.
But it is, because you have endless time. You're literally talking about being bored. You're literally talking about you have all of this time on your hands. So again, and not just you, but in the global pandemic, for many of us, you know, everyone says your time is the most valuable asset that you have, right? You've heard that saying before. Yeah, well, there's been a bit of deflation in that for all of us, because most of us have more time on our hands and we can do things that we maybe necessarily didn't do. So, you know, you could say no, but then you also can't complain about being bored. Like, you can't have it both ways. It's not how it works. So you can try something new and maybe you'll like it. Just try something new. Use your resources, as you like to say. That's all I'm saying.
I'll take a page out of my mom's book. She's so bored that she's painting rocks. So
sure.
I will.
Is it bringing her joy? Does she like it?
I don't know. I haven't gotten a temperature check on her joy meter recently. So I shall check in with her.
All right. Go paint some rocks with your mom this weekend. We'll check back. That could be your new passion. You don't know until you try.